Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're so excited to be with you as always. You know, we so thank God for you, our community. Listen, it's us together.
Yes.
You know, we always talk about tribe, and what we're really talking about is just us hanging together and walking this life's journey out together.
We're better together.
Better together. We, the me has become a we, and it's us together, and it's exciting. And we love hearing your comments, you know, letting us know, you know, what's happening with you and your thoughts. And I like how the community answers the community. Like one of you will ask one question and somebody else, you may ask in South Africa, but somebody else in Australia, one of our other part of our community will answer your questions. And it's just, we love that. Feel free to just answer. And some people ask for prayer, you know, and just start praying for them right away. You know, write that down, type it up in the community and let them know I'm praying for you. It's just encouraging. One of our community, that maybe you're watching now, that she was going through a difficult time and she had this fear in her life and she couldn't rest. And of course, we prayed for you, but others begin to pray for her too. And she comes back and she says, you know, I'm free from that. I'm delivered from that.
Oh my goodness, it's awesome.
And she went to iAbide. You know, she got an abiding plan, begin to abide with the Lord. So go to iAbide.org and get your abiding plan today. We have a free online course for you. It comes to you right away. This is an exciting interview because it's honest. This is a professor. This is a professor from George Mason University, and he's talking specifically about the state of our nation, the state of our Constitution, and his name is Walter Williams. He's Professor Walter Williams from George Mason University, and the question is being asked right here, because we always talk about, you know, liberty, 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 you know, Statue of Liberty and liberty and liberty.
Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death.
But really, he's asked to be defined. It says, define liberty for me. And this is so important because freedom and liberty is really an anomaly. If you look at all the history of the world, this kind of liberty and this kind of freedom, not having a king or a tyrant over us, it's a small part of history. And he talks about in the future, if we don't pay attention to it, they'll be looking back on this time and say, for a very small part of history, they had this thing called liberty. Well, give me liberty, give me death. We got to begin to just listen and listen to what he's saying. This is actually Professor Walter Williams. He's of George Mason University, and he's answering the question, what is liberty? Let's go there now.
Well, I defined it as people being able to engage in peaceable, voluntary exchange without interference by others. And typically, down through mankind's history, liberty is not the normal state of affairs. That is, throughout mankind's history, he's been subject to arbitrary abuse and control by others. And so the amount of liberties that Americans have, and perhaps Western Europe as well, the amount of it is relatively rare in humankind. And I think that the danger that we face is that some historian, maybe 200 years from now, he might be writing, he says, well, look, the normal state of affairs has been arbitrary abuse and control by others. And there's this little tiny curiosity where a relatively few people had a large amount of liberty for a short amount of time, but it all went back to the normal state of affairs. That is arbitrary abuse and control by others.
History has always lost liberty. It's always happened. Everybody's left it. Everybody's lost it. And so it'd be very unusual for us not to lose it. But I say, let's don't lose it. But if we don't even know what it is, if we don't understand what the flag, we have people not willing to stand for our flag. They don't understand it stands for liberty, you know, the Statue of Liberty, what it actually means. Why did France send that to us? Because they wanted the liberty that we had. And so I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet identify what liberty is. Express yourself freely without being, you know, decapitated or put in jail
or put in a gulag
or put in a gulag or something of that nature. And it's so important to know this. And people did. Patrick Henry did stand up and say, "Give me liberty, give me death." People paid a huge price.
Yeah.
You know, that red on that flag of America, for example, represents the bloodshed over this nation. If you haven't gone to Arlington Cemetery, if you haven't gone to the cemeteries of the soldiers that laid down their life for us to have liberty, you know, that the fact is, you know, every one of us, according to the Constitution that was written, we have that liberty, the preamble of the Constitutions, you know, the Constitution. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, just take a moment and just share your thoughts about liberty. And I know some of you are not, many of you are not in America, but, you know, help Americans understand the importance of liberty.
Yes.
Venezuela, we love hearing from you. Let America know. Post comments below to let us remind us of how important liberty is. Our friends from China, you know, let America know. Comment below. You know, our friends from other nations.
Women in Saudi Arabia who are just about to get ready to drive.
Yes.
Let us know.
Let us know, because, you know, if we lose our liberty, how will that reflect on your nation? And you know, America is just the leader of the free world. And if we don't want to give that up. So I appreciate this professor, you know, saying this. Comment below. Let us know. We want to hear about your thoughts about liberty, too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.